Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air, and we'll be thankful for that. And the person that you call may be blessed tonight. We've got a great show lined up for you here tonight. We're in the Seven Seals. All last week, we were talking about the seals. And tonight, we are over in verse 6 of Revelation 8. We're going to talk about the seven seals that are opening to the seven trumpets. And this is a two-part series, tape series that we've had. We have four tapes on the opening of the four seals. After that, we got into the scriptures, we talked about the white horse and, of course, the red horse, the black horse and the pale horse. And then we are now here in the seventh chapter, the third verse of the book of Revelation, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Well, isn't that amazing, ladies and gentlemen? Have you ever really considered that there is a process going on right now under the heaven and up on the earth where that they are being sealed till the day of redemption? The seal must come into your forehead or into your hand where that you can know the truth and support the truth, and that's the truth of the seal. Verse 3, seal the servants in their foreheads. Now we're going to show you tonight and display for you and tell you what these seven trumpets are meaning in this day that we live in. We're not going back into history. We don't want to look into the future. We want to be concerned with now. Here today, we are in the 10th or 11th day of the bombing of Afghanistan. We are in what is described as a selected war, where we select the field of endeavors that we play in. We're now bombing Afghanistan into rubble. All of the major facilities of Afghanistan have now been bombed down. Now we are taking advice from the Russians, who suggest that we don't make the same mistake that they did, as they got bogged down for 10 years in Afghanistan, fighting with a large contingent of troops with a lot of armored personnel, carriers and tanks and gunships and planes. Well, that all came to naught because after 10 years of frustration, the Russians, they tucked tail and ran like our endeavor in Vietnam. So the last two wars that we can talk about, Russia's and America's in Vietnam and Russia's in Afghanistan, this major, major superpower, both of them major superpowers, were soundly defeated in both of these small, tiny, told nations that could whip the mighty nation of America. And we don't like to say we were whipped, but we got our tails out. They were coming into Saigon, and we were leaving with folks hanging on helicopters and taking out the first ships and planes. And We just left numerous battalion regiment size equipment fields of equipment there because we couldn't haul it out. And these Vietnamese proved to be superior in the guerrilla warfare, the first time America had encountered guerrilla warfare. Well, they tell me that Afghanistan, the Russians have indicated in a Russian general interview, that Afghanistan is like a, where Vietnam is a jungle, Afghanistan is a mountainous region, and so it's a Vietnam with mountains and snow. All over again, and here we go. And we're going to open up the first trumpet here in verse 6, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my question to you tonight, and I address it to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, I am your servant. I am the one that is coming now in the last days with the voice of the last trumpet, if you will, and Yahweh is putting men upon the scene to tell you the spiritual truth, just as Jeremiah, here in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 36, and verse 27. Let me read you a passage of scripture there. Then the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, after the king had burned the roll. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about, we're going to teach on about the third message on the opening of the trumpets here in the 8th chapter of the book of Revelation. We're going to teach on the inkhorn and the seal that the angel was told to go forth and write upon the head of them that were chosen before the foundation of the world. You see, there is a sealing process going on right now. Well, Jeremiah, he had written in this book a roll, and the king didn't like what was written. Ladies and gentlemen, the script that is being written today, you may come to not like it. It could be bitter in our belly. We could be into an area of time where we're going to read about nuclear holocaust. Oh, yes. We now have the capacity to engage our enemy. But our enemy has now the weapons of mass destruction, and we'll see that sooner or later. I predict that America is in for a great burning, just like the roll here. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the roll, and the words which Barak wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee another roll, and write it in the former words that were in the first roll, which Jeconiah, the king of Judah, had burned. And thou shalt say to Jochanan, king of Judah, thus saith Yahweh, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land and cause it to cease from hence man and beast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old king didn't like the message that Jeremiah had written, that Yahweh had given the king, and so he burned it. You know, we are now in denial. We are a proud nation, and yet today we're afraid to open our mail. What terror is coming from the sky, according to the book of Exodus, chapter 26, or 27, and verse 16? Terror from the sky. Are we now engaged in the opening of the first trumpet after the seals were opened in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation? And I heard a number of them which were sealed in their foreheads. The servants sealed in the forehead. That means that you get the information. You download, as a computer would, the correct information to save yourself from this untoward generation. Here we go into the book of the Gospel of Acts as we read. But Peter standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, then hearken to my words. For we are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is which was spoken by Joel the prophet. Verse 18, And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out my spirit in those days, saith Yahweh, and they shall prophesy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, needless to say, the prophets of Yahweh are not heard. Only a few will respond in kind. Only a few will support the prophets of truth. You see why? Because we never have nothing to good to say about Babylon. We warn America, we warn the nation, the free world, that if we don't step up and begin to treat our brother as ourself, if we don't endure and return back to the house of Yahweh in mass, then these things shall come upon us in the last days, and our kings can burn the word or burn the messenger as they try to deny the message and destroy the messenger. That's the objective of Satan. If he can't destroy the message, destroy the messenger. But you see, Yahweh will raise up a battalion of prophets that will come up on the scene in the last days. A regiment, a great company, where one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And the word of Yahweh will be preached from sea to shining sea. And all they that hear the word, listen as we read here in chapter 2 and verse 19, And I will show wonders in the heaven above. Revelation chapter 8, verse 6, The seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the fruit of the trees was burned up, and the green grass was burned up. Ladies and gentlemen, what does this mean? It sounds like to me that it is in the days of this trumpet being blown that there shall come a fire, hell, and brimstone upon, you guessed it, America. Why? Because we have gone a-whoring after other gods. We have built bell boxes all across this nation. We have kept tradition. Yes, we won't go to the Feast of Tabernacles according to the word of Yahweh. We changed it into a day of thanksgiving, where we sit down at the table with our families and invited guests, and we leisurely participate in a pagan ritual day rather than the Feast of Tabernacles in the seventh month, as was commanded Yahweh's people to do. You see, we have set aside the traditions of Yahweh and gone after the traditions of man. Well, we're here in October now. The Feast of Tabernacles has ended, and here we come toward Halloween. Have you got your decorations out? Have you set out your little spooks and your little demon pumpkins? Have you set a candle within the hollowed out pumpkin where he can glow with the evil eye at you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh said that day will come that he will bring a reckoning upon the house of Israel and them that walk carelessly in the aisles. There shall be signs and wonders in the heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood, 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 and fire, and vapor of smoke. Yes, prepare yourself, O Israel, to meet the wrath of Yahweh. Here we're going to get into the famous quote of Luke 4:16, where he took the Bible, or the roll, and he took it out of the hand of, listen, he took it out of the hand of the priest that stood there, and he read in the roll where it said that Yahweh would bring in a twofold blessing or a curse if we didn't hear the word. Well, what do you believe that we have accepted here in America? We are the most sinful nation upon the planet. We lead the world in every department of sin cities. Our cities are filled with wild beasts and heathen and perverts as they run to and fro. Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me. This is the quote that the Messiah stood up in Luke 4, 16 and began to read out of Jeremiah or Isaiah 61. Because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Ladies and gentlemen, Babylon was thriving under the guise of Rome, Caesar. The Bible said, render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's. We do not have to go around about trying to tear Caesar down. Let Caesar prosper. Let him heap together treasures and let Babylon thrive. But remember, get the seal of the living one in your forehead. We'll tell you how to do that just in a moment. And the opening of the prison. Well, you say, well, I didn't know anybody was in prison. Literally speaking, the United States has the largest prison population in the world. Why? Because we are a nation of marauders, eaters and drinkers, and being merriers, complainers on drugs, on every unthinkable thing that we can use to alter our egos and get our minds warped to the point that the gospel cannot touch the majority of the sinners in the field. Well, what about the bailbox people, the ones that go to church, that don't eat, drink, and be merry? Oh, they are pay tithes, and they do all these wonderful things, and yet they are the ones that keep the tradition of Christmas. They decorate a tree. They celebrate a tree. Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2 says not to do that, and yet they will not heed. It's for the children, of course. But they love to get gifts themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing here? To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance right there. Ladies and gentlemen, in the second verse, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. And he stopped. He didn't quote the last part of verse 2 of Isaiah 61. You know why? Because it wasn't time for the day of vengeance and the wrath of the Almighty to them that mourn. Who are they that will mourn in those days, running for the rocks and the mountains? They that have not put on the whole armor, those that refuse to accept the inkhorn and the writer to seal them in the forehead, repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. My. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil for joy, for mourning, the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, that they which be called trees of righteousness, and the planting of Yahweh, that he might be glorified. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the difference between those that are sealed and the wrath in chapter 61, verse 2, the day of vengeance. There's a fire coming upon this earth, America in particular. I've prophesied it. And most of the major prophets that know anything about the last days, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, Joel chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, before the great and notable day of Yahweh come. But listen, verse 21, we'll give you the key here. And it shall come to pass, Acts 2:21. That whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. What does he mean there? How do you call on Yahweh? How can you call on him in whom you've not heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Have you been baptized Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Probably. Have you been baptized Jesus' name or Jesus? Probably. The Christian world, they bought a lie. The serpent is crafty and will deceive the very elect, if possible, Whosoever shall call on the name, what is his name, if you can tell? Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4. What is his name, and what is his son's name? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that the Son came in the name of the Father. John 5:43. It'll take a rocket scientist to get down here and figure this out. If 5,823 times his name alone in the Old Testament was Yahweh or YHVH, then what is his name today? The same yesterday, today, and forever. Then if the Son came in the Father's name, and the Son revealed the Father's name, and the Son kept him in the Father's name, then when he commanded them in Matthew 28:19 to go out and baptize in the Father's name, what name do you think they used? Well, the Baptists, the Methodists, Catholic, and the Pentecostals, and all those other little harlots that ran out of her, came out with a lie. You start off on the wrong foot, you end up on the wrong foot, came out baptizing in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father's not a name, Son is not a name, and neither is Holy Ghost. It's a title applied to the one that had the name. Who's he that had the name? 5,820 times, right for my track on Hallelujah. You'll see how they've hid and covered and they have transcribed the name of Yahweh out of the book by translating through the translators who lay in wait to deceive. And the Bible warned us in the 22nd chapter, 14th verse of the book of Revelation that they would add to and take from the scriptures at their own leisure and would deceive the very elect. You better do your research. You better get your homework. You better hear the gospel. You better get sealed and ready to go in the name. There's a fire coming upon America. Are you ready to meet the wrath and the vengeance of the Almighty Yahweh? One angel, ladies and gentlemen, can slay 185,000 one night, and you're afraid of anthrax? You better be afraid of Yahweh. You better fear him and obey him and keep his commandments. Then he'll seal you with the Holy Spirit of promise. We'll get into that in the second half. My, how we are going down through this tonight. Praise Yahweh. We're coming back to open it up in Revelations. We're going to read verse 8 and cover the next trumpet here as we cover two of these trumpets tonight and show you that there is a nuclear holocaust in the future for America. And it could come tomorrow. Are you ready? Have you been prepared? Do you have the name in your forehead? This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. We got more truth coming back, and we're really going to put the pedal to the metal, and we're going to dig it out real good, and we're going to pop the willy, praise Yahweh, and we're going to chase Satan all the way to hell. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, those that are sealed will have the spirit of Yahweh to lift up a standard against him. My greetings to you in the second half of the show, the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell him Pastor Buddy's on the air. We're teaching on the blowing of the seven trumpets. We're going to cover here verse 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it was a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Ladies and gentlemen, a nuclear holocaust in line on time for one reason. My people, which are called by my name, will not honor me. They will not obey me. They love their ears tickle. They love milk rather than meat. They cannot come to the truth where I can heal them and raise them up. For the Spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard. This is a standard of holiness. Now, we don't advocate violence to nobody. The Bible said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Yahweh will avenge. Yahweh's vengeance is coming, and the day of his wrath is at hand. The world will suffer. We are getting ready for Armageddon, ladies and gentlemen. World War III prophesied coming your way and America will not escape. Why? Because we have sowed to a whirlwind, and we have reaped a whirlwind of confusion. And where confusion is, there's ever evil work. Look at America. Today, one half of the Congress and their offices is closed. The workers are going home in tears because they received a little package in a certain senator's office, Daschle, and we'll let you figure out who he is. And they ran for their lives because of a deadly bacteria, anthrax, was proven and tested that it contained. This was mailed, they think, from New Jersey. And ladies and gentlemen, we are surprised after we've opened our borders and let all of these ungodly heathen come among us, and we wonder what's wrong in America tonight when the borders have still not been sealed. From east to west and north to south, borders are open and they're coming in like a flood. And we'll get into that message next week when we get into Ezekiel chapter 38. Oh, there's a lot of prophecy there we're going to cover for you. The first angel sounded, there followed fire, hail, and mingled with blood. Third part of the trees burn up. Nuclear! Second angel sounded as it was a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea. Third part became blood. Ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a blood letting up on the earth up to the horses' bridles where the reins will be dipped in blood. Why? Because of the wrath of he that sitteth upon the horse has commanded the angels to go forth and to open the seven seals and blow the seven trumpets behind them. We believe that we are beginning to be in the era of the first trumpet opening. It is an indicator when you see evil run and flee, let him that is in the housetop come down. Don't grab your coat. You may not have time. You may be turned to a liquefied pillar of chemicals, salt, as was Lot's wife. Remember her. Remember how Sodom and Gomorrah had become. Remember the angels that set this device off. These angels were from heaven. Do you believe that these angels have the power to unleash an explosion that would destroy forever Sodom and Gomorrah? Not one trace, not one visible trace of this magnificent city has ever been found. We have indications that it was on the Dead Sea area. They don't even know what made the Dead Sea. Maybe it's at the bottom of the Dead Sea where there are valuable minerals. And we know that the liquefied sand, there was a nuclear formula, nuclear device, could have been hydrogen, neutron, whatever it was, it destroyed everyone in the city with the exception of Lot and his two daughters. They were the only ones that got out. Ladies and gentlemen, if he only delivered three in Sodom and Gomorrah, if he delivers more than that in America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, there is Israelites all over the earth that are hearing this message tonight. They are responding in kind. They support it. They know it's true. They're preparing. They're getting the seal. And I saw the angel come and said, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. You will hunt a preacher in those days and you won't find one. Remember Lot's wife. Yeah, they were eating and drinking and being merry in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And he's coming back. I read you the book of Isaiah 61, the last half of verse 2, where he didn't quote. If he'd have quoted it, that would have had to come to pass. The first part came to pass. To set the captive free. For 2,000 years, the ministers of Yahweh have been preaching in this glorious, magnificent, magnanimous name. And for our trouble, we receive a blot. We're the offscorns of the earth. We're hated and despised. But he said, when they persecute you in one city, flee to another. Yeah, the devil and his army is marching against the true prophets of the king. But they'll only march until the appointed time. Then Yahweh will step in. And just like the angel pulled his sword and smote 185,000 in one night, where Israel didn't even have to raise a hand. You see, people, it's not by power, it is not by might, but it is by his spirit who are angels ministering. They have the task and the job well at hand. Why do you fear? Why do you wring your hands and chew your nails? No wonder, because confusion has torment. And most of the people are afraid of what's coming upon this nation. There is coming the wrath of the second angel. A great burning mountain of fire was cast into the sea, and the third part became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Babylon in the 18th chapter is the key to this. Yahweh is now beginning to unleash his wrath upon planet Earth. Who shall escape the wrath of Yahweh? You know what the Bible said? The Bible says that they will forsake their ivory towers and their usury depositories, and they shall run for the rocks and the mountains. They will flee from a lion, and the serpent will bite them. The angel shall hunt them down one by one, for he shall send his angels, and he shall root out the tares. Matthew chapter 24. My. How are we going to escape the wrath of the Almighty Yahweh? We need to repent. We need to turn from our wicked ways. We need to hear the gospel of the word of Yahweh. And Babylon, she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I'm not a widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore, verse 8, Revelation 18, her plague shall come in one day, death, mourning, and famine. She shall utterly be burned with fire. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So shall it be in the final fourth kingdom. According to the book of Daniel, the fourth kingdom that will rise up will be the last Babylonian evil empire to exist upon the planet. For Yahweh will come in the hour of vengeance and judgment, and his angels shall go forth and sever out from among the just. We've got men and women tonight that think that they can take on Babylon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is foolish thinking. Repent of your sins. Hear the gospel. Inform. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're addicted to Babylon. We like Christmas. We like Easter. Here comes Halloween. All the demons and the goblins will be out on Halloween. You'll send your kids out tricking and treating. I guarantee you tonight, this will be the lowest turnout for Halloween in the history of Halloween, because mothers and dads, terrified of terrorists, the candy may be poisoned. This time it's for real, ladies and gentlemen. We've had minor scares in the past where that folks were afraid to send their kids out to act like little demons to gather up candies and these little trinkets that they get. Why? Because of anthrax, this deadly bacterial that is now plaguing the nation. Our postal system has been overworked. Our emergency crews, our biochemical units are now working overtime. False alarms. Every time people see the bag of powder, they panic. If it's talcum powder, if it's baby powder, they don't know. They're terrified. They call the biotech crews to come in and to start cleaning up the area. They flee from the buildings when there's a letter opened, and in ABC, now a young child has been confirmed that it visited the offices of ABC News, and it contacted the anthrax. We have a letter delivered to NBC, and it was reported that it was the active bacteria that had caused this plague. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. No one is safe. Next may be the water supply of America. We hope it don't happen. We don't want to see famine. We don't want to see the famine of Babylon. We don't want to see America that is prospering in the war machinery. Ah, how stocks of the war machine has tripled. People buying into the war machine stocks now. The ornament factories. Why? Because we are now again in a war. We need this slumping economy to get on its footing. We'll pour the paper money, but no gold, ladies and gentlemen. The gold has done been gathered up. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints and all that were slain upon the earth in Babylon. Oh, yes, they had mistreated the prophets. I heard these things, and I heard much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to Yahweh, our Elohim, for true and righteous are his judgment. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. Do you know who that is, ladies and gentlemen? Are we now coming into a unified, one-world, Babylonian-controlled system? We're warning you here tonight. Her sins have reached into heaven, and Yahweh hath remembered her iniquities. Revelation 18 and 5. Then I heard in verse 4, Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, and receive the seal of the living mighty one, Yahweh, in your forehead. As we close out our message tonight, we are going to make this announcement tomorrow night. Yahweh willing, we will have the inventor, if you could call him that, although he got this formula from the spirit world. Let's just say he was a receiver. We'll have the receiver of the formula of Miracle 2 live and direct tomorrow night on the Shepherd's Call. We're going to interview Mr. Clayton Tedditon out of Louisiana. He's the originator on this side of the veil anyway. The formula came. It's amazing. We'll talk to him tomorrow night. He will tell you his story. We're going to have an exciting time. We thought we would do this because we feel like that it is necessary for you to stock up on Miracle 2. Just the name itself brings a thought into mind. You're going to need a miracle in the last days, and it is already proven fact that Miracle 2 can decontaminate your body, your clothes, by just simply using it. That's all you have to do. Anthrax, the bacteria, will be killed. Snake venom in 1 minute through the neutralizer system of this powerful agent called a neutralizer, which also came with the formulation. And Clayton will be here tomorrow night with me as my special guest to discuss the effects of Miracle 2. Here we go now in the last phase for the last days, the word Babylon, and we're going to discuss the opening of the... In Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, for who they, we're talking about even as they have the Jews, for ye brethren became followers of the ministry of Yahweh, which are in the Messiah, for you have also suffered like things of your own countrymen who have both killed our Messiah, Yahweh Shua, and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not Yahweh and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to Israel. Well, we're going to speak anyway, praise Yahweh, because the plan of Yahweh is in the last days to preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. We're talking about Yahweh and his kingdom tonight. How do you get the seal of the living one? How do you hear the trumpet sound in your heart? How are you to be encouraged to stand up in the last day to put on the gift of the Almighty One? Here's how you do it. Repent, every one of you. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Moses and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and he's changed from your wicked ways, get a new heart, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about Miracle 2 tonight. We were talking about Clayton Teddington being our guest tomorrow night. You tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on with Pastor Clayton Teddington with a Miracle 2. He'll give you the formulation, the great mystery of how it was given to him. It's a wonderful story. I'm sure you'll be delighted and interested in it. Like I say, it is a preventative for anthrax. You need to get a bottle of that. Praise Yahweh. You need a gallon of the neutralizer at least. Pastor Eric is confirming that with me tonight. So order these products tonight. Miracle 2. You can call 1-877-289-7439. Or you can call 1-888-281-7320. Or you can call locally here at 866-761-0438. All three numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that we offer you tonight are all toll-free. It won't cost you anything to call. The information in the booklet is free. If you'd like to have that, just ask one of these three numbers for leave your information there. If no one is there to take your calls, it's all automated. And it's manned during business hours from 9 until 5. So if you would like to leave a message tonight, just call up one of these numbers. That's 1-877-289-7439 or 1-866-761-0438 or 1-888-281-7320. Leave a message tonight on the voicemail. The operators tomorrow will get back with you as soon as possible. They will supply you information on this wonderful product. It's too numerous to mention. We're going to talk about it tomorrow at length. I'll get into the formulation of Miracle 2 along with the inventor of Miracle 2. My pleasure to have him aboard and your pleasure to have this information, praise Yahweh, that may save you in the last days when the trumpet begins to blow. Are you ready? Is the seal in your forehead? Prepare to meet Yahweh, O Israel, for he's coming upon the cloud. Every eye shall see him, even they which pierced him, even so because he is Alpha and Omega. You see, ladies and gentlemen, he started this whole thing, and what man is forgetting, he'll end it. And when he says, the time has come, and the end of all things is at hand, in the last days at the sounding of the seven trumpets, the Bible said, the end shall be declared, and then shall come the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. The heavens shall roll back like a scroll, and he shall appear with 10,000 times 10,000 of the mighty ones. Remember, I told you that one could chase 1,000. Two could put 10,000 to flight, and what is feeble, mortal man, against our Savior and Redeemer, who's coming back taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and obey not the gospel of the great King of heaven. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Or you can also write me, Pastor Buddy, at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell. That's two words, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. And we'll be glad you did. You shall be glad that you did. We'll send you information, free and postpaid, praise Yahweh, a track about what I preached tonight. If you'd like video and audio tapes, they are available also. We have a mailing list that is available to you, praise Yahweh, at, let me give you the website that you might want to contact us there at our website, House of Yahweh at posse-comitatus.org. That's our email. Our website is www.posse-comitatus.org/House of Yahweh. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. And until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we say unto you, Yahweh bless you, Jacob Israel. And we'll see you at 8 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, with our guest, Clayton Pettiton of Miracle 2.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.